Okay, today, Bezhe, we're continuing in the first parak of Masech Sanhedrin. We are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Ein donin los hashevet v'los navi hashakar v'los kohen gadol el pi bezin shal shivim v'echad. So after we've already learned about the things that require a bezin of 3 and the things that require a bezin of 23, now we're going to discuss those halachas that require the Sanhedrin gadol. So if rov of a shevet violates avodah zarah b'mezid, so we have to judge them. We don't judge them one at a time. We have we do it b'mezid. Shall shivim ve'echad, right? We judge the shevet with the Sanhedrin Gadol, a navi sheker as well. And if someone is accused of being a navi sheker, or if a kohen gadol does anything, because the pasuk says this, hadavar gadol yaviu elecha, and davar gadol means dvarav shal gadol, matters relating to a really important person, namely the kohen gadol. Vein motzil melchemes harashus al pi bezin shal shivim ve'echad. We don't go out to fight a melchemes harashus unless we have authorization from the Sanhedrin Gadol. We do not add to the Kedusha of Yerushalayim or the Azaros unless we have 71 Dayanim. The appointing of smaller Sanhedraos for each Shevet of 23 Dayanim requires authorization of the Bezin Shal Shem Mechad. Enos in Erni Dachas al Pi Bezin Shal Shem Mechad. We would not declare a city to be in Erni Dachas where most of its inhabitants have violated Avodah Zarah. We have to destroy the whole city unless it was done so by the Bezin HaGadol. Enos in Erni Dachas Basafar v'lo Shalosh aval Osinos Achas u'shtayim. And we don't make an Erni Dachas on a border town because that will obviously weaken our borders if we don't have that, people living there to protect, nor do we make 3 cities into a near nidachas in a single basin in the same place near each other, but 2 or 3 different places you're able to do. So Mishnah Vav, Sanhedrin Gadol HaHisa Shal Shem Vecha, the Sanhedrin HaGadol had 71 Dayanim. Gatana Shal Hasam Shalosha, a regular Sanhedrin that they had in different cities by different Shvatim had 23 Dayanim. Minayin Gadol HaShi Shal Shem Vecha, how do I know the Sanhedrin HaGadol has 71 judges? Shnei Mar, because the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu is on top of those 70 people that he had to gather, so that's 71. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shivim, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not 71, it's 70. Uminayin l'ketana shishal esrim shlosha. How do I know that Sanhedrin ketana is 23 dayanim? Shnemar v'shaftu ha'eda, v'yitzilu ha'eda, that the Torah says, the Eda will judge, the Eda will save. So Eda shofetes v'eda matzelos ha'rekan esrim. So right there you see that there's an Eda worth of Dayanim voting to be Mechayev the guy, an Eda worth of Dayanim voting not to be Mechayev the guy, so that's 20 Dayanim. How do I know that each Eda is 10? Because when describing the Meraglim, they're described as an Eda Hara'a. Now Yehoshua and Kalev were the good guys, so there were 10 other Meraglim. So that only tells me Sanhedrin needs to have 20 Dayanim. How do I know 23? So from the fact that it says that you should not follow the majority for bad, meaning to convict someone. So I see you do follow the majority to acquit someone. So why does it have to say achram lahatos to tell me lo katiascha l'tova katiascha l'ra'a, to tell me that while we do follow majority in whether to acquit or to convict, but it's a different level majority that's required. Hatiascha l'tova al pi echad. In order to acquit someone, you only need a 1-man majority. Hatiascha l'ra'a al pi shnayim. In order to convict someone, you need a 2-man majority. Vein bezin shakel. So that would right away tell you need at least 22. Because if you're going to have 10 people voting, a minimum of 10 people voting to convict, and a minimum of 10 people voting to acquit, and you need a 2-person majority to convict, so that would mean you would need 12 people to convict. So that already teaches you 22. Vein bezin shakel, but you can never have an even number of dayanim on a bezin. So mosifin alei no lechad, it has to be 23 dayanim. Erikad esrim shlosha. Vekamiye begirte ru. Sanhedrin, how large of a city warrants its own Sanhedrin? May have asked him 120 people. No, 230, because we have a concept called Sari Asaros, that you have a dayan for each 10 people that live in the city. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we said that when it comes to certain very big matters, you need a Sanhedrin of Shivim Be'echad, like judging a Shevet or a Navi Sheker or a Kohen Gadol, and when it comes to authorizing certain things, like fighting a Melchemes Rashus or adding to the year in the Azaros, or making authorizing Sanhedrials for the Shvatim, or making an Ir Nidachas, you need, the Ir Nidachas is different thing, you need 71. Ir Nidachas also requires 71, and when it comes to Ir Nidachas, you don't make an Ir Nidachas on a border town, and you don't make too many Ir Nidachas. And then in Mishnah Vav, we said that the Sanhedrin Gedolah had 71 judges, Sanhedrin Katan had 23 judges. 71, we learn from the fact that it says, Asavli Shivim Ish Mizaknei Yisrael, and Barab Yudah disagreed and said it's not 71, it's 70, because it says Shivim, and that includes Moshe Rabbeinu. And then we said that the source of the idea that a Sanhedrin Katan needs 23 judges is because Veshaftu Eda Vitzilu Eda tells me that in any given vote that they take, there's got to be an Eda of people voting to convict, an Eda of people voting, or there could be an Eda of people voting to convict, an Eda of people voting to acquit, and you still need a two-person majority to convict, therefore it's 22, but ain't Bezen Shakul, so it's going to be 23. And then we said that in order for a city to be big enough to have a Sanhedrin, it's a machlokas how many people the city needs, either 120 or 230, keneged sarei asaros. Bezen Shem, next time we'll pick up with the second parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. Thank you.